Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and welcome, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, here for Tuesday, September 10th.
We've got quite the day on hand, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. It's kind of a neutral day, Lisa, because we have this very minor aspects happening throughout the morning. But I will tell you, by noon, we're going to be starting to feel the moon sextiling Venus. And that's going to flavor our early afternoon with that aspect. And what is that? Emotional grace, harmony, cuddling even, bonding, right? So there's good feelings that are beginning.
What's fun about that is the Eight of Wands is what you put out there comes back to you. All right, this is your report card. And by the way, this is also the card for like a standing ovation. So it's like if you put those good vibes out there, you'll find a match. Just don't get hung up on insisting on who you want to match you. This says stay open. You can't draw a line around fire, so stay open. You put those good vibes out there, where are they going to come back? What you focus on expands. So make it something you want, right?
Those are words to the wise, Lisa, because we want to stay in the positive on Tuesday the 10th, because by 5 o'clock, the moon will square Saturn. So this is going to flavor, right? This is going to flavor our later afternoon here on the West Coast, our early evening. This is coldness. You have the now this is the capacity for coldness, for loneliness, for vulnerability. So these are the things we want to be aware of as the day unfolds after about 5 o'clock p.m.
Do we have any more aspects tonight before I speak to that moon squaring Saturn?
The last thing, Lisa, at 11 o'clock, again, the moon is making an aspect in this time to the sun. So the moon squares the sun. By the time us on the West Coast at 11 o'clock are preparing for bed, the moon is being a challenge for the evening hours on the 10th.
Okay, so we've got moon square Saturn and moon squaring Sun. To me, that again, back to this Eight of Wands, let's play with this a little bit. What you put out there returns to you. If moon squaring Saturn in the evening, if you don't get the response you wanted, Saturn is a timer, in a time frame that you were expecting, what's the story you tell? And with the moon, later that night, you can nurse a grudge all evening and then get your ego worked up by the time it squares the sun. And you put that out there. Or you can remember with that Saturn that it's the cosmic timer. So it's like, trust that it will come back to you. Just give it time. All right. And this is a great way to build the transformational tension. It's like in the absence of confirmation, in the absence of that positive feedback, give it a little more time. Take care of your own ego. Affirm yourself. Give yourself that praise, applause, recognition, and respect. And wait for the world to show up and match you. It will. And if the people or the situation that you were hoping for can't ultimately give it back to you, that's good to know too. And when willing to act on that, that's a standing ovation. All right. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand. Thanks for playing.
I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.